South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here in the fourth quarter. We've got Tarek Maddox. He's our exercise, strength, and fitness coach. He worked with the New York Jets, and he's down here helping me keep fit for life. He's a member of the National Athletic Training Board of Certification. His clients include Lamar Miller of the Dolphins and Frank Gore of the 49ers. Tarek, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Tarek, another one of your clients got called in to the NFL and got evaluated to see if they were going to sign him. Now, how do you keep somebody that's in peak condition at the top of their game once they get there?
Well, actually, you know, during certain times of the year, you need a certain amount of calories, and you got to stay well hydrated. You know, you have different exercises going on during certain times of the year, but you got to maintain that caloric intake. Definitely want to keep your calories up. You know, the exercises are quite different. You know, basically just maintaining and keeping, you know, your body structure up to peak.
Okay, so then what you would say is that you really would, at a certain point, start doing what I would call finishing exercises. Not the really, really heavy-duty stuff, but stuff that keeps you at peak condition, and then maybe you focus on explosion and stuff like that?
Exactly. Because, you know, you have muscle and tissue breakdown during the season from all the vigorous activity, so you got to maintain, you got to rest and recover, and you got to have, you know, the proper foods and nutritional guidelines that you should be having during the season, as well as the proper exercises to, you know, keep yourself at top peak.
Now, we've talked in the past about how to keep people in shape while they're working at the office, and we've talked a little bit about how you keep your NFL clients in shape, I guess, during the season and as they're going through their evaluations to see if somebody wants to sign them and things like that. But let's talk about what you've been doing with me. You know, we've lost some good weight. We've redistributed a lot of things. I've kept it off. I've got to tell you, is it Saturday before I see you, I'm going to go to the tailor and get my pants taken in again. So high five to you, buddy. But now, you know, I think that I've sort of plateaued at some of our recent workouts. I really haven't had the pop because I'm trying to cut down on caffeine, although people would never know it from listening to this radio show. Dave is totally indignant back there. But
right.
Tarek, how can we work going forward to polish me up and take me to the next level? Because I got to tell you, thanks to you, my legs are something that they probably should write books about. They're just awesome.
That's right, Jim. You're doing great. And it's all about the energy, Jim. You're doing a phenomenal job. And as you can see, I'm starting to approach you a little bit differently now. Now that you're plateauing, you know, which means, you know, you're not making a, you know, consistent change like you were at the very beginning. Now we have to switch the order of operation up as far as the exercises. You know, you may want to do treadmill last or first or in the middle, you know, how we're mixing it up. So you got to diversify the exercises, the reps, and the duration of the exercises so your body doesn't get adapted to what you're doing or what we've been doing for the past, you know, few months or so. So now it's time to change it all up so you can have that drop again and get yourself to the next level.
Well, all I can say is that you've been promising me for 5 months that when the weather broke, you'd bring the speed ladder back out. We'd go back out to the basketball court and you'd show me how you get the guys in rhythm at halftime. I can't wait for that, man. So are we going to start playing some basketball, Tarek?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Jim. It's starting to cool off a little bit. I'm going to get you back out there in the outside weather so we can just get you going, more room, more space to get you moving a lot more.
Now, that means that I'm going to have to hydrate differently. I'm going to have to eat differently because I think that one of the reasons that I'm not getting the same kind of energy that I used to have before is that I haven't been eating a meal all day until we work out, because usually we see each other at lunchtime on the weekday or at 2:30 on the weekends, and I need to start eating some fruit in the middle of the morning so that I can make it through our workouts a little bit better. What do you think about that?
Definitely. You definitely want to get your simple sugars in, which you will be getting from fruit, some complex carbohydrates in maybe 2 or 3 hours before we start training. You know, I gave Kevin also some pointers before he went to the Colts and did his workout to, you know, fuel properly, hydrate properly, eat the right foods, and timing, nutritional timing is very important. So your performance, whether it be you and I on the basketball court training or Kevin, you know, before one of his workouts, you got to have the right fuels. You got to be hydrated properly so you perform good.
Now, you and I both know who Kevin is, but I'm going to tell our audience. Kevin Smith is his other NFL client. Kevin Smith is holds the NCAA record for most carries in a season. He's the star running back that played many years for the Lions, and Tarek has been working with him to keep him back and to keep him fit so that when he goes out to the NFL, he can get another job with one of the teams. He recently was brought in by the Colts. They opted to go a little cheaper than Kevin and sign a guy from the practice squad. So that's what prompted me to ask the questions about how does Tarek keep Kevin on edge. Now, Tarek, what have you been doing to keep Kevin at his peak performance level? I'll make believe I'm Kevin. Hey, Tarek, I got a call. I'm going up to see the Colts tomorrow. What are you going to do for me today?
You definitely want to keep yourself flexible, mobile, and you also want to keep your aerobic capacity at a high level. Now, without overtraining, Kevin, as overtraining syndrome starts to set in, that comes from concentrating consistently over months and months and months. But Kevin's program is a little bit different than the average, than the sedentary people. So basically what I do with Kevin, I take him to the pool, cool his body off. He has to sign every now and again. Got to take him back out in the field in the sun. But I don't want to overdo him, so I basically maintain him. He has that neuromuscular memory or that muscle memory that would keep him fast, keep those fast twitch muscle fibers up to date, so when he does get another call, he can go in and perform just as well as he did the last NFL tryout.
The guy's a natural athlete, and he's a wonderful dude, too. I remember when we did our event at the Richmond Perrine Optimist Center, he didn't think anybody was watching, but he was shooting three-pointers off of 1 foot with this guy guarding him in his face like Shane Battier with that face guard he does. And Kevin is a bear. That guy's got a lot of moving parts that all seem to work really, really well.
Definitely, definitely.
So, Tarek, then, you've got your NFL guys. They all three have different training regimens because they're all three doing different things. And Frank is out on the West Coast. Lamar's down here. You've got Kevin going out to different places. How do you keep all this stuff organized? Because I would think each guy's on a different program.
Yes, timing is everything. It's all about the timing. And believe it or not, you know, I have those guys. We don't work all out at the same time. We can, and it will make sense. They are three running backs. But, you know, I like to keep it more so private and kind of tailor it to specifically what that running back needs or what this running back needs. So we kind of keep it, you know, in that kind of a program system that I have going with those guys.
I know that as Kevin wraps up and goes out to his NFL, next NFL venture, you've got a slot that opens up. So if there's an executive or somebody out there who wants to get fit like an NFL halfback or like a business executive like me, how do they find you, T?
Guys, follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's Tarek, T-E-R-E-K, Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, or give me a ring on my personal cell, area code 786-278-5584.
All right, Tarek, we're going to wrap up our segment, but I make you a promise that I'm going to have my simple sugars, and I'm going to be on the beam, and I'm going to be ready when you come this Saturday to absolutely hit it out of the park and start our new training regimen. And I'm not going to overtrain. That's one thing that you've done is you've made sure I don't overtrain. So I really don't hurt anywhere. I just look great and I feel great and I look young. And I want to thank you for keeping me hashtag fit for life, buddy.
Yes, sir. Always keep it safe, fit, and healthy.
All right. High five, Tarek Maddox. He'll be back next time on our wellness segment. Tarek Maddox, trainer to the NFL stars.